This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He's our buddy who is the color analyst for the Tampa Bay Rays. He's a former Indians pitcher. Most importantly to us, he's our buddy, and he comes on with us every Friday at noon. He's Brian Anderson. Hello, BA.
Well, hello, boys. How we doing?
Couldn't be finer, bud. How about you?
You know what?
Baseball's
first road trip
back.
Of the year.
Baseball's back.
Yes, baseball is back. And you know what's really interesting is we had a six-game homestand. I cannot believe we've already gone through six games. It's crazy how once this season starts, it is, you know, it's Groundhog Day. Every day feels the same, the homework, everything like that. But we are in where are we at? We're playing the Rangers, so we're staying out here between Dallas and Fort Worth. First roadie of the year, and you caught me mid workout in Colleyville, Texas.
Nice,
of all places.
Well,
yeah.
You're working out. Are you going to, what's this thing called again, Dan? What the Colorado Showcase? The
BA, to pull the curtain back, I texted this to you and Andy in the text chat that would get us all fired in a minute. You got to look at this thing when you get a chance. It is called the Colorado Football We Ain't Too Hard to Find 2025 Showcase.
So I saw that.
So are you going to have time to glue yourself to a tele? This is a big draft for the Browns here, BA. You know, you gonna have time to glue your face to a TV and watch Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders work out?
You know what? I'll just wait for all of the clips that are posted. I am not going to sit down and watch it. No, I am not. I will catch the highlights. I will see what people have to say, and then I'll get myself ready for the draft.
See, Brian's my people. I'm with you, Brian. We're simpatico there.
no time for that. My life just got really busy, obviously, with the season, and I have no interest in sitting down and watching that front to back. I'll catch the highlights.
BA, riddle me this. As a lifelong Browns fan, you would like to see the Browns do what at number two? Do you have a preference?
You know what? I don't. I don't, because I don't know enough about these quarterbacks. It doesn't seem that they're slam dunks. And so, you know, if there was a slam dunk, you know, then like two or three guys that were no-brainers, then that would be a no-brainer. That's what you would go for. But with that not being the case, it seems, then, you know, I don't know. I mean, you know, Travis Hunter is intriguing. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. The idea of taking Abdul Carter and putting him opposite, you know, Myles Garrett is very intriguing. So, I mean, I don't know. I really don't know. I more than anything else, I'm just going to be very, dialed in. I'll be really interested to see what they do, because that will tell you a lot about what they think about their team. And you know, obviously with this season, you bring back Miles, and, you know, you don't think that he's going to come back if he doesn't feel like he's going to have a chance to win, but you need that guy under center that's going to be a difference maker. So, you know, who knows? Is the trade still in the works? I mean, you keep hearing whispers about, you know, different guys around the league that the Browns could potentially still trade for before the draft, after the draft. I mean, who knows? So I'll be as interested, and it'll be intriguing for sure, you know, in the next couple of weeks.
Kenny Pickett, week one starter. If that happens, your reaction is what?
I don't. If I could screenshot the look on my face, that would say it all.
Probably better not to, Brian.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to leave that one alone. I think
probably,
we can all.
Yeah, probably better read, not to. Read.
Yeah,
probably
yeah.
better not to. So tell me, man who pitched in the major leagues and did a great job of it, is it about time that the hitters maybe get something different that might help them going up against guys who are throwing 100 miles an hour coming out of the bullpen and seeing the same pitcher, you know, once, twice, maybe in a game? Is the torpedo bat a real deal? Is it here to stay? Should it be?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I don't know. I know that the torpedo bat got a lot of pub because the hottest swinging team in baseball were the ones using it, the New York Yankees.
Yeah.
And when they had that game where they scored 20 runs and hit 9 homers, that all of a sudden that story blew up. I mean, I know that even guys with the Rays have put orders in to get some torpedo bats because, everything we've talked about this in just about every league, everything's a copycat league. So if the Yankees are using these new torpedo bats and they're scoring all these runs and hitting all these home runs, well, why wouldn't I try it? And you know what? I don't have a problem with it because it's within the rules. You know, they talk about a bat being as smooth, you know, it can't be longer than 42 inches. And this is very random, but it can't be thicker than 2.61 inches at its widest point. And so if that's going to be three quarters of the way up the bat and then it tapers down a little bit, okay, it's still within the rules.
Yeah.
And if that benefits you, then so be it. And you're absolutely right. You make a good point. All of the advances in the game of baseball, for the most part, have been on the pitching side of things. The pitching lab, spin, sticky stuff, you know, training for velocity, being able to be more efficient. Everything has gone the way of pitching, and it has been extremely difficult for the hitters. And that's why you saw the launch angle era, because they were smart enough to realize, hey, we can't put together innings of 3, 4, 5 hits. We can't do that against this pitching. So we're going to teach our guys the launch angle swing, hope for a walk, you know, a runner aboard, and then we run into one and hit a 2 or 3 run homer, because that might be the only chance we get. And that's why you saw launch angle become such big for hitters, because they had to go for it. They had to go for it. You know, it was all or nothing on the hitting end because you couldn't piece together innings against this type of pitching. So if it turns out to be something that benefits hitters, and it's not going to really ever even the playing field, but if it is a benefit to them and there is something that to it, and we'll see, you know, over the course of time, we will see if torpedo bats are a thing. And if they are, good for them.
Here's my thing. Why did it take so long to figure out the torpedo bat thing? Like, baseball's always been this innovative, evolving sport.
Yeah.
Like, what's taking them so long to figure this out?
Well, you know what? I don't think the technology has been there because, you know, they track everything now. That's why these pitchers, sometimes you see them go out there and against a particular hitter, they throw the same pitch in the same spot over and over and over and over again. Well, they do that because they have done the research and realizes that, okay, this guy's 4-seam fastball. If he can keep it at the top of the strike zone and just above, this guy's swing plane, he can't lay off that pitch, but his swing plane will not allow him to get there. And so they just exploit that swing plane. Well, now they've done the research on, oh, hey, now that we can track swing planes, why don't we look and see where these guys are hitting the ball? Oh, you know what? They're hitting the ball off the label an awful lot. So why don't we make the label the fat part of the bat? You know, I mean, really, you're rewarding mediocre hitting, but so what? I mean, if the rules allow you to do it, then do it. And that's what they've done. But I think it's just this explosion of technology that seems to every year I come back for the season, and there just seems to be more and more information out there. And I know that, you know, that borders on the potential for information overload, but, you know, there is so much out there, and they're tracking everything now, right down to where particular hitters hit the ball. Where do they hit the ball on the bat? Let's try to, you know, maximize, you know, wherever that is. And that's where the torpedo bat came into play.
Brian Anderson joining us from Colleyville, Texas.
Yes, sir.
There's Brian hanging out in the Metroplex. You got to like that.
If I told you what I'm getting charged for my rental, your smoke would start pouring out of your ears.
Oh, that's not what we wanted to hear.
Bro, yes. It showed up this morning. I got it last night, and so I didn't even think about the price. It's a Chevy Tahoe. You know, I figured, it's going to be, per day, whatever.
Sure.
Well.
It sounds like it's a mortgage payment.
Listen, my per day rate would be a pretty decent weekly rate for an SUV. Good Lord. I'm going to drive it all day. We don't televise today because we're on Apple TV. So this car is going to get some miles put on it for what I'm paying for.
That's my guy. That's the way to go, PA. It sounds like they're trying to fund the refurbishing of a stadium or building a new one down there.
Dude, hey, that's what's really ironic is down here in the Metroplex, the way that they fire up stadiums is kind of crazy. I mean, you go down to where we play the Rangers, and you have old Arlington Stadium. Yeah. You've got the new place that looks like a giant grill. Then you've got Jerry World. It's all in the same place. You cannot believe this. When you drive up on it, there are three major league stadiums just all right next to each other, out in the middle of nowhere. It's pretty incredible.
And let me ask you this, BA, because obviously there's the debate here in Cleveland with what the Browns want to do in Brook Park, which, by the way, is not out in the boonies like those stadiums are in Arlington. What is around those stadiums? Nothing but parking lots, right?
Parking lots, and I think there's a Six Flags.
Okay.
There's a Six Flags and parking lots. Yeah, I mean, you could probably have an event going on, at all three of those stadiums and still have enough parking.
Okay. Well, at least we'd have an airport next to ours.
Yes, exactly. Flybys. Flybys, baby.
Brian Anderson joining us. BA, 2-4 start for the Guardians. Razor, 4-2. Everybody in the Central is 2-4 except the Twins, who are 2-5. Obviously, the thing to say here is, okay, it's only six games. At what point, first of all, do you learn from six games? You take anything out of the first six? And at what point of the season? At what point of the season does a team start to think, okay, this based on what we've done so far?
You know what? For me, no, you can't take anything out of six games. I mean, you're going to have six game stretches that are great and that are absolutely horrible during the course of a season that you don't even remember when the season is over. I don't think you say everybody wants to get off to a quick start. I get it. But that does not matter. I think it's after the first month, which maybe that equals a couple of homestands and a couple of road trips. And then you start to get a real feel for a team, four or five times through the rotation, seeing what the bullpen is going to look like. What is your offense doing? I think that that's it. I think that a couple of homestands, a couple of road trips, and you have a pretty good feel at that point for the type of team that you have and where you may need to shore up some things. That might not be long enough for other people, but I think for me, that's when I kind of get a feel like, okay, this is something that can be done, or this team needs to pick it up and they need some help.
Easy is the wrong word, but the least problematic problem to try and correct in season, is it at the plate or is it with your pitching staff?
Oh, wow. I mean, listen, it's difficult on both ends because you think about arms and, there are not a lot of high-quality arms just hanging out there. And if you're going to go try to make an early trade, you're going to pay a premium to get somebody. So, this is why I think teams like Cleveland, Tampa, teams like that, this is why they try to build a ton of depth on their 40-man roster. So if there is an issue or there is a glaring red flag, they've got depth. They've got guys that they can kind of run through that position and see if someone, catches fire. But, a knee-jerk would be, I don't know, man. I mean, that is a tough question because I think about how would you fix hitting? I mean, hitting's hitting. If you've got depth, okay, like I said, you've got another guy that maybe you can play. This guy's not ready. But at the same time, it's hard to really improve your hitting during the course of a season. It kind of is what it is. And pitching, it's hard to really find quality arms hanging around out there. If your starting rotation is banged up or it's not that good, where are you going to go find another starter? I mean, I guess you could go maybe get a fringe guy and hope that he, you know, you catch lightning in a bottle. But listen, that's why these guys spend all offseason building teams and then all spring training evaluating said team, because they realize once things start, you kind of are who you are. And so that's what the offseason is built for. It's hard to make those wholesale changes and really improve a team during the course of a 162-game season.
Mr. Anderson, I can't wait until next week when we hear about your great driving adventure in the state of Texas from today.
Yes, I am going to – oh, there's going to be some miles put out. Like I said, I'm going to go see what the Metroplex in Dallas-Fort Worth is all about.
That's Watch beautiful. Out for them Smokies.
Enjoy.
You're 3.5 right, to boys. Austin for the barbecue tour. Get some extra reps in and then just start doing some barbecue?
Yeah. In Texas. Oh,
hey, that's not a bad idea. I mean, barbecue in Texas. Listen, barbecue in Texas, barbecue in Kansas City. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. So yeah. We do have an off day today, and I've got a car with a full tank of gas.
Go, let's BA, go. Thanks,
you,
buddy.
Have a great weekend.
Brian Anderson joining us from Colleyville, Texas on a day off.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Ocean's 11 enjoyer Daryl in for Andy today. I'm Jeff Phelps.
It's a great movie.
Anytime I see it, I have to stop and watch. I still keep trying to figure out, you know, the scene in the vault.
How they pulled it off?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Jeff, they show you in the movie how they pulled it off.
Yeah, I know they show you how. I still don't think. Really? That really worked, huh?
You know what in and the reason I remember this, because I watched it this week with the passing of Val Kilmer. So yep. I watched a couple of Val Kilmer movies. So I rewatched the Batman Forever movie. You know, when he figures out the Enigma thing, he figures out the number code. I always have to rewind that to be like, okay, so how did he come up with Mr. E with all, like, you know, putting all the numbers together? So I feel your pain. I shouldn't make fun of you for that, then.
Well, I didn't think you were making fun of me. I thought we were having a discussion, but now I know where you really stand. Thanks.
It's all love.
Thanks.
But I do the same thing.
As if I don't get enough of that from Andy.
I know.
Cavaliers can clinch it all up tonight, D.
Woo-hoo!
And talk about foregone conclusions. Whoever would have thought a foregone conclusion that the Cavaliers would be the number one seed in the Eastern Conference playoffs? But the magic number is two, so they win tonight. Celtics lose. It could happen. You have to assume it's going to happen at some point here.
Big Suns fan tonight, Jeff. Huge, huge diehard Suns fan tonight.
Loving those Phoenix Suns. Good for the Cavs. It's been a phenomenal regular season. 61-15, the record right now. Second best record in the NBA.
Second best in franchise history, if I remember correctly.
I think that's correct.
Ties them.
Yeah.
Ties them for second best.
Third time that's more than 60, and first time without LeBron, which I don't know if anybody over there would admit it, but that's a huge deal for the organization.
Oh, it is a big deal.
It's a huge deal.
It's a big deal within that locker room.
Oh, you bet it is.
Donovan Mitchell has talked a little bit about this. Jared Allen has mentioned it as well, mostly because we ask him about it, you know. But they, in their heart of hearts, would love nothing more than to win an NBA championship to show everyone, with all due respect to LeBron, he isn't the only one that can win a championship in the city of Cleveland.
Although, he's the only one that has. He and his team. So.
I understand that, but that is ultimately what they have their eye on. I feel like they're trying not to talk too much about it, but because we ask about it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're hungry. They really are. I don't know if they got bored here in the last month or so.
Well, they're 5-5 in their last 10 games.
Or they got jet lagged, which is a possibility.
I was just going to ask you, do you think 5-5 in the last 10 games means anything?
No.
Now they're 5-1 in the last 6.
Yeah, I don't think it does. The schedule's been brutal. Like they had to, and part of it was because you had the March Madness here, right?
And they've had no practice time.
They had their first practice this week here in Cleveland in like over 50 days. Chris Fedor put out a great nugget recently. They hadn't been in the same city like for multiple games like since February. It's insane. They came off the West Coast trip, got in like at 7 in the morning, had to play a home game at 7 at night, then hop on a plane to go to Detroit to play again. Like, and I'm not making excuses for them, but there is a human element that comes into play here.
Sure.
The schedule gods have been absolutely brutal for them. The nice thing with the playoffs, and this is why I'm not concerned, is because they're going to have space between games. They're going to have an opportunity to hit the practice floor, break down film, go through stuff on the floor without a game hanging in the balance, right? So I'm not flipping out over the fact that they have this has been the worst stretch of the season for them.
Here's the one thing I wonder about that, and you just teed me up for it perfectly. There's time off between games. You know, they get spread out a little bit. You have time.
I mean, the first round, Jeff, takes them like almost 3 weeks to play.
And I wonder, and I'm not looking first round, but I'm wondering, the way a playoff series is built, is that something that would favor the Cavs, or is that something that would more favor the opposition going up against the Cavs? Because the Cavs are a tough team to, you know, the Cavs are on the schedule tonight. We know what they're going to do, but can we stop it? That's a tough thing to match up for on just a, we got them tonight. But I wonder, over the course of a series, if it becomes a little easier to defend, a little easier to scheme against. And I would tend to think that it might, if you had to go advantage one team or the other, and I don't think it's big, it might give the opposition a little more of an edge than it gives the Cavs. Just a little bit in their favor, because the Cavs are a really tough matchup on a nightly basis.
I don't think it hurts the Cavs to have time off in between the games. In fact, I think they've been hurt by not having time off in between games.
That's a good thing for them. I just think it might be a little better for the opposition.
Well, and here, one of the key criticisms of this team in recent years is like lack of adjustments. I don't think Kenny Atkinson's going to have any problem making adjustments. I'm not worried.
I would agree with that.
I'm not worried about strategy. I'm not worried about adjustments. I'm not worried about rotation. They have options. You know, there's going to be a series where they're going to need Isaac Okoro. There's going to be a series where they're going to really need DeAndre Hunter. There's going to be a series where they're going to need Ty Jerome, right? They can, I feel like this is, and I realize this is really insane to say considering you know, the 4 years of LeBron, Kevin Love, and, well, a couple of years of Kyrie Irving there. I feel like this might be the most deep, versatile roster the Cavaliers have ever put on a basketball court. And again,
at least in recent years.
Well, I'm going to say in their history. I will even go back to the Doherty, Nance, Elo, Price era, Hot Rod Williams era as well. I feel like
going back far enough.
I feel like, well,
the Miracle team was truly like 10 guys deep.
And how far did they go?
I'm just telling you. You just talked about deep roster. You didn't talk about success in the season. You just talked about a deep roster.
Okay, let me rephrase. This is the deepest roster and most successful deepest roster. How about that? How about that?
Oh, that's probably a little more accurate.
Can I sell that one to you?
That one works. Yeah, that one works. That one works.
But you understand where I'm coming from.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so that's why I just have such supreme confidence in where they're at. The only team that makes me nervous is Boston, but I'm still confident they can beat Boston.
All right, tell me why they make you nervous and tell me why you're confident next. It's Baskin and Phelps with Daryl right here on The Fan. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. We're talking a little NBA right now. And Daryl, you mentioned Boston, a team that scares you.
Yes.
But not terribly. Why is that the case? They're the defending champs. They're really good. They've been there. They've done that.
I'm confident that the Cavs can beat the Celtics.
But why? Why?
But I am also respectful of they're the defending champs. They took the Cavs to the woodshed last year pretty good. But the Cavs weren't in full strength. Jared Allen was out. They had got Donovan Mitchell was banged up. Like they, you know, Darius had just an all around difficult year. But I have, like, I respect the competition if that makes sense. Like Tatum and Brown and Porzingis. I respect them, but I think the addition of DeAndre Hunter gives the Cavaliers a missing piece that they did not have last year and gives them an opportunity to better match up with this Celtics team.
Better match up, I'll agree with. The one thing I think, and it was a great move to pick him up. There's no question about that. The only thing I kind of wonder a little bit, are you asking too much of one guy, thinking that he's the answer to slow down Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown? Because that's an awful lot to put on them, man. What day was it? Well, it was when the Cavs won their 49th game. And they won in Boston 123-116.
Right.
And Hunter came off the bench, played his 29 minutes. But that's the game where Jason Tatum had 46 points and Jaylen Brown had 37.
Right.
Cavs still won.
I know.
But they didn't have Porzingis in that game.
And remember what happened before they traded for Hunter as well.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So, and I'm not saying that loss to the Celtics prompted Kobe Altman to make that trade, but I think we'd be foolish not to feel like that game was a little bit of an eye-opener.
I would think that's true. Yeah, I would definitely think that's true. You're talking about the game from when February 4th, going back and looking at it. And that was what Brown had. The Celtics won that game, but it was pretty balanced all the way around.
Yeah.
I might be the only guy in Northeast Ohio who thinks that the Knicks could still give the Cavs a great series if they end up with the Knicks. And I think Milwaukee is Milwaukee's either going to like flame out in the first round and just fall apart, and it's going to be, well, Doc Rivers can't coach in the playoffs, and you know,
which is usually the case.
Well, it unfortunately for Doc, the reputation is well earned, and
we know who owns that team too, so that would be very delicious for Cavs fans.
25% of the team, I believe.
Yeah, but they're going to be controlling governors.
Governors. I love that.
Well, no, that's what they are in the, right? I mean, Dan Gilbert's the governor of the Cavaliers, right?
That is correct.
Controlling governor.
The Haslams are who's Daryl's talking about there. I just think think Milwaukee could be a frightening team.
Could you just could you see that scene? Like Jimmy and Dee are sitting in their seats at Rocket Arena while the Cavaliers are celebrating eliminating the Bucks. Could you just imagine what that? And Dan sitting in the front row there on the baseline in his Dan seats there. Like, could you just imagine that scene, that dynamic?
Okay, flip it.
Yeah, I don't want to go there.
Could you imagine what the Haslams might hear if they're sitting there in Rocket Arena
and the Bucks
knock out the Cavs?
Dude, can
you imagine what Browns fans are going to be screaming at them?
What? Not only you ruined our football team, and you had to ruin our basketball team too.
There
wasn't
it is.
The football team enough? No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. We're having some fun here, but. What round are we talking, by the way? Are we talking round two? Are we talking round one?
That would be round two, right?
Yeah. Well, the way the bracket's lining up right now, it'd be conference semis.
Yeah.
And then you know what the trope would be? Well, Donovan Mitchell can't get past the second round of the playoffs.
Which he's never done in his career, oddly
enough. Well, guess what? Here's my counter to you.
Okay.
Donovan's never won 61 games in his regular season career either.
That's very true. That's very true. The one thing Dan and I have kicked around a lot, if you're Kenny Atkinson, and now lately because of injuries and all, Kenny has had to tighten up the rotation because he just hasn't had as many guys as he's usually had.
Yeah.
So he's playing what looks like more of a playoff rotation, you know, which is going like eight or nine guys against the Knicks the other day. What did he do? He had three guys off the bench who played more than 6 minutes. So he played an eight-man rotation, but he was missing some guys.
And then he emptied the bench with 2 minutes to go.
Exactly. But, you know, along with the normal starters, he played DeAndre, Isaac Okoro, and Sam Merrill. So when he went to the bench, you know, there wasn't much size. You know, against Boston, is that any kind of a big deal? The Knicks didn't have Jalen Brunson.
Yeah.
But without Dean Wade in that game, there's a guy. Without Ty Jerome, there's a guy. I wonder if those guys were back. Does he play as 9 or 10 guys?
Knicks-Cavs goes 5 games. That's my prediction. If it's Knicks and Cavs, goes 5 games, the Cavs are out for blood.
Out for blood.
Yes. Yes. 100%. That series loss, Jeff, and the manner in which, I mean, it was ugly.
Oh, yeah.
It was an ugly series.
Well, that's J.B. Bickerstaff. He's not here anymore.
They not only got beat on the scoreboard, they got beat physically, they got beat emotionally. Their pride just got absolutely obliterated. Oh, absolutely. The Cavs are out for blood. I would venture to tell you the Cavs want the Knicks in the playoffs. They want a piece of that. They want payback.
Okay. Knicks are a different team. I think they're a better team with Karl Anthony Towns.
Okay.
If they're healthy. So we'll see. But the Cavs are also a better team, obviously, with Kenny Atkinson and with DeAndre Hunter.
I mean, this is not the matchup from 2 years ago.
What if it's Cavs Pistons at any point in the playoffs?
Ooh, that would be delicious.
That would be kind of scrumptious, wouldn't it?
Oh,
you would have to think.
See, I root for stories.
Yeah, well, that's a great story.
And the Bucks gives me a great story. The Pistons give me a great story. The Knicks give me a great story.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
All three of those matchups are.
Well,
delicious.
Right. Bucks, Knicks, Pistons, Celtics. Any one of those series is a real deal.
You got to get through those first three teams before you can get to the Celtics.
I know, but still.
Just try not to put the cart before the horse, Jeff.
Or the Knicks. You know, because it's the way it's set up, it's going to be Knicks or Celtics.
Yeah.
But, I mean, any one of those storylines is a goodie.
I can't wait.
that's coming up. That could be really good.
That's like putting a 16-ounce steak in front of me with mashed potatoes and a side of fries.
Mashed over bake?
Yeah.
It is for me.
Yeah. I don't mind a little baked potato with some butter and sour cream.
I agree.
Little chives sprinkled in there, too.
Bacon bits.
Oh, mmm.
I agree.
Now I'm hungry.
I don't want to go here, but I'm going to go here. What if the Cavs don't make it to the NBA Finals? I'm not even going to say win the championship. What if they don't make it out of the second round? Does Kobe Altman need to sit back and think, all right, is this the right construction on this team? Clearly, with the right coach, it's a team that's capable of dominating the regular season. My gut would tell me it would be way too early to make anything drastic. And drastic to me means involving the core four.
Right.
And that, and the guy that I would look at would be Darius.
I don't think that he would make any moves, and here's why.
I don't think he would either.
Well, let me rephrase. I don't think he would make any moves with the core four.
With the four guys, yeah.
Right. And again, because I say this all the time, so I have to like stop myself and remind myself. I realize sound bites and press conferences aren't sworn testimony here. But Kobe's approach to this whole thing, right? Because I talked about it. I questioned it last offseason. Can you bring the core four back, right? And it turned out all you needed to do was swap out the head coach, and all of a sudden things seemed to work just fine.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe has talked about countless times his longer view. He's used the Boston Celtics as an example. He's used the Denver Nuggets as an example. Teams that put it together, put a group together, and then they stick with them. And that, you know, is this year four for them?
Of the core four?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think it's year four, if I remember correctly, just off the top of my head. So, you know.
Or is it year three?
He's mentioned how it takes time.
It's three. Donovan's been here 3 years.
Okay. Yeah. It takes some time here. So I would say he would give it 4 years. You give it to next year to see how far you can go. Because remember, the clock then starts ticking on Donovan again, right?
True.
And we go from 3 years down to two, right? So
the clock will tick on all of those guys.
I realize that. Yeah. But the nice thing about this team, Jeff, is no, and I think this is why you hear Kenny Atkinson talk about how selfless they are. They're not selfish. Everybody's signed. Everybody's got their bag. Nobody's competing for the next big contract right now, right? Everybody's been taken care of. Even DeAndre Hunter, he's here for another 2 years. Like, Kobe's done a brilliant job. So I think he's going to give this playoff run and next year's playoff run before he considers a seismic change. Because he has talked about, he used the Celtics as an example. You know, people talk about, well, they got to bust up the Celtics. It's not working.
Well, they never busted up the big two.
They tweaked the roster, but they didn't break up the core of that team. And right. Guess what? They ended up finally breaking through, winning an NBA championship.
And stumbled their way into a couple of pretty good players.
And that is how Kobe Altman has been approaching this with this core four. So I don't think, unless something cataclysmic happens, I think this team, as it's the core of the team as it's constructed, I think it's set for the next 2 to 3 years.
And history in the NBA will tell you that's the way to do it. I mean, think of the teams that have been successful for an extended period of time. That's what they've done.
I mean, it's for people like me to overreact if something happens and be like, just like I did last year, like, yeah, you can't bring Darius and Donovan back. It's always one or the other, and then you got to go one or the other with Jared or Evan because they can't. And then Kenny Atkinson comes in, and boom, all these guys all of a sudden can play together.
Right. It was getting the right guy to make it work together, and it did. But I think this is going to be a wildly, wildly competitive playoffs.
It's going to be entertaining, and even like as I keep reminding people, even when LeBron was sweeping in the Cavs Big Three and LeBron 2.0 were blowing through teams, right? They were sweeping fools. Those games were competitive. They were competitive. It wasn't like they were just running guys out of the gym each and every night. They owned Atlanta. They owned Toronto, right? I mean, LeBron is a wanted man in both of those cities, just like Jordan's a wanted man here in Cleveland. The postseason, yeah, buckle up. It's going to be a roller coaster ride, but I do have faith and belief of the Cavs getting to the Eastern Conference Finals and playing the Boston Celtics for a chance to get back to the NBA Finals.
The Browns have a major contingent in Boulder, Colorado for the Colorado Buffaloes fancy named Pro Day. Chris Rose covers the team for the NFL Network. Chris Rose does preseason TV for the Browns. Chris Rose joining us next right here on Baskin and Phelps.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.